In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, of God. In the last speech, we discover how there is no separation between our love towards God and our love towards man. There is no separation. We can't love God without loving men or our brethren, and we can enjoy loving our brethren without being full of love towards God. I feel very hard to speak one aspect of love, loving God, or the God's love to me, without our relationship with our brethren. Now, practically, how can we love our brethren and the Lord Jesus Christ, or how can we practice our love to God through our relationship with children? In the book of Sirach, he asked us not to help the sinners. Not to help a sinner. How is it? Saint Augustine says, God asks us to love even our enemies. And he asks us, any person who asks me anything, I have to give. How we do not help or give to the sinner? In fact, we cannot separate love from wisdom. If God is love, the Lord Jesus Christ is called, according to the first epistle of St. Paul to Corinthians, he is the power of God, he is the wisdom of God. Then wisdom and love cannot be separated. It is every one is the other side of the second. When I be full of love, it means I have to be also very wise. If I am very wise, I have to be full of love. How can we make a kind of harmony between, practically, between love and wisdom? According to divine command, I have to give almsgiving or to help any person. I love all mankind. According to the words of God in Sirach, we have not to give the sinner. Saint Augustine said what? Through wisdom, when I give somebody something, I have to see, is it for his edification? Is it for his salvation? Will he abuse this gift? If I give a gift and this gift is used for destroying the salvation of any person, then this gift, in fact, is evil. Then truly I love all of mankind. And even the sinner, if needs something, I have to give him if it is for his salvation or for his edification and not for his destruction. For example, in fact, I think John Chrysostom, when he gave comments on this verse, what he said? He said, if there is a rich man and he live in luxury and we are friends, then I give him lot of gifts, then I ask myself, what about the poor man? The money which I am in my hand, in fact, this money is not mine. It is the Lord's money. if I abuse this money by giving the rich man who is bad or evil, then it is not from God. When, as we see in this area, especially here in New Jersey, lot of formalities, and many occasions, I feel Jesus Christ is not dwelling in these many occasions. I speak frankly. Are we truly feel that we are Church of God, and we are looking that what I have, my emotions, my money, my gifts, my talents, in fact all these are gifts from God, and I use it for the salvation of men and my own salvation and others' salvation, or just I want to be like as a custom or habits? Okay, there is an occasion for that. I try to share without any wisdom. We have to be wise. Also, if a person came to the church and want money, and I know that he will abuse this money by drugs, will I give him?
No.
If this person, although he is a sinner, but I know through this gift I can attract him to Christ and to be serious with him, then I give him. The salvation of men has the priority in everything. We have to look or to consider our goal, our message in this life. It is not only concerning sinners, but even concerning children, the parents and children. I remember a person in Alexandria, and he became very, very rich. From more than 30 years, I asked him. He was very close to me before he has his business. Then I asked him, what about your kids? He said to me, they were students in the college. He gave him his son and his daughter £1,000, Egyptian pounds, every year, at that time when 1,000 was very, very precious. I said to him, do you think when they finish their college, they will find any job to have 1,000 every month? He said, that is my business. They can take the business. I said to him, they will destroy your business. You are taking care of your business because you work hard, you feel that this is a talent from God. You have to be very sincere in your business, but they will destroy that. He insisted to do that, to give him them. He said to me, my son, after 10 days, he said, the 1,000 pounds finished, I want more and more. Actually, after they finished their work, their study, the son and the daughter, now they are very, very miserable. They destroyed the business of their father. They destroyed their life. They are in failure in all their aspect of life. This is which is bad love, if we call it love. It is not love. Because this love minus wisdom is not love. But we have to make a kind of relationship between If I love, it would have to be through wisdom, and my wisdom also can be, or can practice it through love. We have special message then in all our dealings, in all our actions, in even in our thoughts, in our words, we have to put or to consider what is our message in this life, so that we can practice love through wisdom. Saint Isaac the Syrian, Father Isaac the Syrian, the Saint Isaac the Syrian, our Amba, our Qaddis Mary Ishaq Suryani, although he was a hermit, and he came special to Egypt to live in a cave and to be a hermit and so on, but he insisted in many of his homilies not to exaggerate in worshipping God, even in prayer or reading Bible or making kneels and matanyat, kneelings, or any kind of worship. We have to be moderate. And he said, virtue in fact is the moderate way, not to exaggerate on this side right or on the left. So even in our worship, I remember once a person, he was in the last year of the college, and usually he was not serious in his life. And he came and said, Abuna, I take a decision to read all the New Testament this week. And it was before just this week, after a week, it will be his exams. I said, the exams? He said, I will read the Bible and surely God will grant me success. I said, no. God will never give you success and you exaggerate. All the year you didn't read the Bible. Why in the last week of the year of the study you start to read all the New Testament? But sometimes when we exaggerate, we lose our message. We have to be moderate in everything in our life, in our worship, in our study, in our spiritual life, in our concerning our health. We have to make balancing in everything in our in aspects of life. Also practically, which is very important, especially among those who live in the East. And I hope, Nana, we do not take this bad experience. I feel the Christian person is very honest in his time. In his time. Time is more precious than all what you have in your life. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to sanctify your time. And when I waste my time by phone or through TV or some friendships or even in visiting somebody, he visits me or I visit him, my time is very, very precious. Therefore, we have to be serious in dealing with our time and to work every moment of our life. We feel it is the Lord's, not mine. Saint John Chrysostom said, if you have a sword and you were careless and suddenly the sword touch your hand, what will happen? Perhaps will cut some fingers or make a serious wound in your hand. It takes how many minutes? Perhaps 1 minute. If you want to be healed of this problem, it will take how much time? Perhaps all your life. Then by wasting 1 minute, I lost all my life. The mass, the thief who was on the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ on his crucifixion, do you think he returned to God in how many minutes? Perhaps 5, 7, 10, 1 hour. I don't think 1 hour, just some minutes. But what he did through these minutes, many, many of the great fathers, prophets, apostles, disciples, gained what Demas gained in just a couple of minutes, because he was very serious and he was very close to God, and he asked it from all his heart to enjoy the kingdom of God. Then through some minutes you can lose all your life, and through some minutes you can gain the eternal life. Saint Jerome says, our life is in fact some hours. If you lose 1 hour, it means you lose something which not return to you. And sometimes we waste our time in some words with that, yani, I can say idle words. It is not sin. They didn't speak an evil thing, but wasting time. This time is not yours. God granted you this time to have training how to share the heavenly hosts their songs, how to enjoy new knowledge concerning the mysteries of God. Then every moment is very, very important in your life. I believe this is very important, even in the confession. And sometimes somebody wants to confess, and instead of confessing, they start to talk many stories and waste their time and the time of the father in confession. Then we have to be moderate, at the same time to be, to have the feeling or to consider how time is very precious in your life. We have to ask God to sanctify our time. God can work by your smiling. God can work by your prayers. I remember yesterday a lady asked me, do you think I will share the Lord his glory and I will be in heaven? Then I asked her, if your son did something wrong and he knocked the door, can you close the door in his face? He said, no. I said, are you more kind than God? He is your father. You say to him, I am waiting, I am longing for your coming. I live here as a foreigner, a stranger, a long time. When you will come? When you read the book of Revelation, you see how the angels and the archangels are longing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ from the cloud to see the beauty of the church. How the church, the bride of the Lord, are very, very beautiful and full of joy and very bright. We ask God to sanctify our time. Also, practically, we have to be also moderate in our worship. For example, I love the saints and the heavenly hosts. Surely all of us want to see Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Suriel. We want to see the cherubim, the seraphim. We are waiting to share them, their giving hymns and so on. If in the liturgy we increase glorifying or honoring the saints and the heavenly hosts, so that the liturgy become concerning the core of the liturgy, just a couple of minutes, while the Mass, many and many, every time we admit many saints. Is it good? I do not believe that. In Arabic, I remember when I was young, I see men, when they ask it, I will speak it in Arabic, when they go to the church, or when they speak, they say, Inshallah, Mary Girgis Yasal Kazi. In Arabic, I'm not sure how to translate it. Abuna,
God willing, St. George, you'll do this.
In fact, as the Buddha said, God willing, or through the prayers of Saint George, may God grant us so and so. But by time, we ignore God and we ask Saint George alone, which is bad. It is not Orthodox. Orthodoxy means when I see Saint George, I enjoy the gift of God, the grace of God, God who is dwelling in him, God who granted him victory. Therefore, I concentrate on his heart in which God is dwelling. It is very important, I think, especially this time. I remember once a person, a priest, in fact, from Australia, went to Cairo and returned, and he was upset. Then I asked him, why you are upset, Abuna? He said, I went to many, many libraries in the church. I found the majority of books, the miracles of Saint Fon, the miracles of Pope Flanagan, the miracles of the priest. So I didn't find books concerning Christ or commentary on the Bible or about spiritual life. Is it good? No? No? We have to be very, very serious. Christ has the priority in our books, in our life, in our liturgy, in our worship, communal or private worship at your private room. Christ is very clear. Not only Christ, God, the Son, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I remember there was a meeting in Cyprus, and about 100 persons came, missionaries and so on. Then for 2 days they were speaking about the Holy Spirit. Then I asked them to speak on behalf of the Orthodox Church. They said, okay. I said, for 2 days I heard too much about the grace of the Holy Spirit. I never heard the word the Father, and rarely you mention to Christ. Where is the Father in your faith? Where is Christ in your faith? And I start to speak how in Orthodox Church we are looking to the Holy Trinity working together, and they are one God, but three hypostases. Truly every hypostatic, every One has special role, but they, in every work, the three are working in one attitude and one game and so goal and so on. A bishop from the Catholic Church, I know him very well, he asked to speak. He said, "Thanks, Abuna, because I speak concerning myself. My grandmother, she was taking care of me from I was very young as a child. I never heard her speaking concerning the Holy Spirit or the Father, only about Jesus Christ. And thus, in all my sermons, I speak about Jesus Christ. From this moment, I want to make a revision to my preaching and to put in my mind the fatherhood of God. It is the goal of the Lord Jesus Christ that we enjoy the fatherhood. We become children of God the Father. How we ignore Him? How can I enjoy the work of the Lord Jesus Christ without the working of the Holy Spirit?" And I promised that from this moment I will start to be serious in directing all the people concerning the Holy Trinity and not only concerning Jesus Christ, although there is no separation between them. Truly, there is a kind of distinguish between God the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, and there are three hypostases, but at the same time, they are not separated. After returning to Alexandria, one of the missionaries living here in Houston sent to me a letter and said, "Father, I enjoyed the conference, but one thing I can't ignore it. You touched something wrong in my life. I never in all my life concentrate or look to the work of the Father or to the Lord Jesus Christ. Almost are we speaking concerning the charismatic movement, the grace of the or the talents coming from the Holy Spirit. We have to be moderate in everything. Even the children, when we speak with the children in Sunday school or our children, we have to direct them to God the Father as His Father, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in Him, and He feels that God the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ are in fact working in Him or in her, so that we become, or we enjoy the heaven and enjoy the divine and the heavenly glory." Somebody asked me now about emotions. What about emotions? Many persons used to come to their father in confession and said, "Oh, Abuna, I am very upset because I am emotional." As if he or she want to say, I am very weak. God granted me emotional. And thus, I am a sinner because of my emotions. Imagine a person has no emotions. What about his life? Okay, that two persons are married, there is no emotions. We can say to a not human being. Never. Emotions, in fact, are gifts from God. Emotions is not contrary to the mind or to the logic. We cannot separate a human being into many parts. We have to know my body, my spirit, my emotions, my senses, my mind, all my energies are working together. If one of these things are destroyed, all my personality will be destroyed. Then emotions is a gift from God, according to Saint Augustine. He said, imagine a person without emotions. Truly, while he was very young, he feels that he has no feelings or bad thoughts. But emotions, in fact, although we sometimes abuse them or it, at the same time, emotions helps us to love God. I love Him. I love Him by my mind, by my emotions, by my talents, by my hands, by my thoughts. Everything in me are devoted to reveal the love practically to God. According to one of the Psalms, it is said we have to clap by hands. Saint Jerome asks us, when you pass by a river, will you find the hands of the river claps to God? No. Emmanuel, a little suffer, may the water clap to God. In fact, clap means what? Not just by our two hands, but means all my work by my hands are sacrifice or sacrifice of love or sacrifice of thanksgiving. And even the members of our bodies, also with the inner energies, are working in harmony together. This is concerning our talents, our emotions, our senses, and all our energies. Also, I hope we have to be serious in our love. If you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, how many times He practiced from Egypt? Never. According to Pilatus Pontius, when he wrote to Herod, he said about Jesus Christ that you love to see Him. He is very attractive. Always He is smiling and rarely He wept, but never He laughed at all. And you can be very attractive by smiling, but by laughing, you are not serious. Even Saint Clement of Alexandria, I love his book concerning pedagogas. He wrote how to smile, how to walk, how to put on your clothes, how to eat. Although he was very serious and he was a philosopher, but when you read this book, it means my love or my relationship with God is revealed through all my life, even through smile. I want to say, even in our faults. I tell you a story. A person came to a priest in Alexandria and he started to confess seriously. He said to him, is it the first time to confess? He said, yes. He said, from where? He said, from another city. He said, why you came to me? Do you know me before? He said, no. But I see you yesterday. He said, what? Even while you was in the tram way, Nashim way, and you jumped before the station just some meters. And I said to myself, oh, this priest can understand me. Because he jumped while the tram was working. Even our faults, God can change it for the salvation of others if we seriously are living in the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember once a person came and asked me and said, Father, I have a problem. And he started seriously to tell the story. At that time, I was very, very young. And I told him how he deal with the problem. On the following day, I called him, what you did, because the situation was very hard. He said, thank you, Abuna, for your advice. I said, what you did? He heard all my words the opposite. And it was for his saving. God works even when if we are seriously love, God can change even the words in his ears. A little serious in our life, and God will work by all means in our life. I think, Annie, that is enough, and I hope all of us to be very serious, full of love, full of wisdom, and to acknowledge our inner man. What about our goal or message in this life? Glory be to God. Amen. Any question before I leave? Sorry, I told you. لا أفر ربنا معاكم. أبونا قال لي أسكم جعانين ولكم الغد. مين حيصلي؟ اختار حد أبونا شفت.